Okay, continuing to look at last night's Friday night's games, the opener, the first game really for Masconomet in the NEC. We're talking with Masconomet head coach Gavin Monagle. And coach, wow, what a start for you guys.
It was a great game. I was really excited for the kids. Just a hard-hitting game. Both teams came out there just smashing each other. It was like no one missed a beat. So both teams I thought were in mid-season form as far as tackling, blocking, and hitting each other. So
I think that's that's pretty amazing, all things considered. And you know, the weather cooperated, you know, this has become Masconomet. Whenever I suppose whenever anybody looks at Masco, but now here in the NEC, when anybody looks at Masco, it becomes a major challenge. And Danvers has been looking forward to this game. I know you guys have too. And a 6-0 game. It sounds like. I don't know. Was it as good as it seems like it could have been according to the score?
Yeah, it was exciting. It was a very exciting 6-0 game. It really was. I think both teams had some good drives going down into the red zones of each other, and you know, I think that, you know, the kids played very good. Very few penalties. You know, very few turnovers. I thought both teams played pretty good, sound fundamental football. We caught them on a long pass. You know, we were banging it out. You know, we realized we got to take a shot here because we can't just keep banging it out all night. And we took a shot, and Nick Cantalupo and Matt Richardson got together. Matt was our quarterback. Nick, like a 65-yard pass, maybe 60-yard, maybe. Yard play, and it's just a single receiver type thing, and just gave him a shot. Nick is a fast, fast kid. You know, he's one of those track stars. He played for us last year, too, and yeah, he worked really hard in the off season. He came to us last year mainly as a runner, you know, as a sprinter type of kid, and he really developed into a football player. You know, he had an interception early in the game too. So good, tough kid, and you know, had some good legs.
So what was this? Was it basically a grind 'em out game between the two teams, pretty much on the ground for the first three quarters?
You know, we threw it maybe 11 times. I think they threw it 19 times.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
So, I mean, it was a little bit of everything. I mean, both quarterbacks looked pretty good. Receivers. It was just a good football game. But neither team would budge when it got to the red zone. The red zone was, you know, that's where both teams, you know, lost some drives. And they had a nice drive just before halftime. They really did. They went down the field about 2 minutes, maybe just under 2 minutes, and they got all the way down to our 7, their first and goal from the 7, and we were able to stop them. So, you know,
wow.
Our kids' credit, that was big. Yeah, that was big. That was a big turning point.
You know, Coach, this is a game, you know, jeepers creepers. I mean, is this available? Can your families and the family of the players and so on, is this on video somewhere where they can watch it?
Yeah, Boxer TV did it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's on video for them.
And okay.
Our kids can get it on Huddle. So.
Well, the thing is, I just think that's a game. You know, on the one hand,
it's a keeper. No, it's definitely a keeper.
Yeah.
Know, especially because they're so good. You know, Danvers is good. Great history. You know, they killed us last year, and that's, you know, that game. I think, you know, it was a bad loss, but we did learn a lot from it. I think it happened in the first game of the year, which is the good news. We did use it, I think, to help us turn around that season pretty quick. We had a week off after that game, and we got going pretty good after that. But you know, we really looked at that game a lot in the off season, and you know, we going into this league, you know, we told the kids we got to play physical like they do. We get to play good hard football like they did to us last year, and you know, we have to do it every week too.
Well,
there's no question about it. You know, like we got Beverly this week coming up. You know, then we got Peavy the week after, so it's the grind, and you got Marblehead in there, and you know, it's,
well, I've seen a lot of Danvers, I've seen a lot of Masco Gloucester games and so on, so yeah. And I was going to say, you know, it's a long way to go, but it ain't, because you only got 6 games left. So well, what are you most proud of, Gavin? And I'll let you go, because I know it's you're kind of recovering here on a Saturday, but you know, 2 weeks preparation and then opening up with Danvers, which is a super rivalry now already. What are you most proud of so far with your kids?
Oh, just everything they've overcome. I mean, they're just super. I mean, they're overcoming, you know, the heartache of, like, last summer, just we had to stop everything last summer. You know, the kids, when, you know, they do their summer workouts, they really you know, they were told pretty much you really can't have captain's practices anymore. And then we got that little, you know, then the season was officially canceled. And then we got a little 2 days a week. We did some workouts. The kids did some sprints and stuff. That was great. And it was kind of funny. I thought a couple of our leaders there were, you know, Teddy Fellows and James Berry, two big captains, mm-hmm. big linemen. And they were, like, leading the way. They were at every sprint, you know, thing we had. We knew we had to get faster. That team is really dedicated themselves to get faster. And Nick was another kid in there who's running the show there for those sprint workouts we had. And it happened, like, you know, I think the cutoff point was once they hit, like, you know, 14 or 15 degrees, I said, no, you better not do it. They were out there. It was an outdoor thing. You know, yeah, we couldn't get inside for it.
Oh, that's cool.
Those kids made it. And then, you know, the preseason we had, you know, between going from, you know, telling the kids, bring your sneakers in your cleats, and literally doing it in between practice, you know, from one session to, you know, from one period, you know, we might be on the grass for 20 minutes, all right, going on the hot tub over here, and you're on the snow over here, and, you know, and the kids just did it, you know, they didn't blink, they didn't, nobody whined, everyone knew we have to do it, if we're going to be ready for Danvers in this season, we have to do these little things, and
jeez.
I'm just really proud, and mentally they came out, just mentally, they were mentally tough. And they needed it to be. It was a 6-0 game. And like I said, afterwards, if we didn't prepare so hard, if you weren't so mentally tough, you don't win that game.
Well, it's funny. You talk about character building, man. This is it this year, I guess.
This is it. Yeah, exactly. You know, the kids have been great. You know, I can't be more proud of what they've done, what they've accomplished so far, and just keep going. I just want to see the best for these kids because they really, you know, have put a lot of work into it.
All right, final question. You mentioned a couple of linemen. You probably haven't seen the film yet, but you know, the skill players always stand out. We always see their names in the papers, and we always talk about them here. But I got to ask about a lineman, either an unheralded lineman or someone. Did you notice some play that you can you know, give the kid a handshake on?
Oh, Teddy Fellows was just dominant. Teddy Fellows, one of our big guys. Him and James Berry are two big guys. They went both ways, you know, and that's not easy to do. We gave him a little blow here and there, but they went both ways the whole game against their big guys. Who were very good too, you know. So, mm-hmm. you know, kudos to all the linemen out there. But Teddy, I thought, I did see this film already. He really did some dominant plays. But, you know, like you said, some of those drives are coming down the red zone. Next thing you know, Teddy made a big play here or a big play there. We have other kids do it too, but, you know, as a lineman, he blew up a few plays there where, you know, they had two guys on him and he just blew things up. So he's a good one. So, you know, he's another one. You know, he didn't have a great game against him last year as a junior, and I think he really took it real personal all year to kind of get back and play these guys again.
Very impressive. Hey, Gavin, thank you for talking with me on this Saturday, and congratulations. We'll talk again soon, and I know you're going to get right back at it. When's the next practice?
Monday. Monday we'll practice. We'll have a virtual huddle video thing tomorrow night, and I'll get ready for Beverly.
All right.
We'll see you Monday. All right.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.